children of God, I ask y'all to pray for me. Because I desperately want your prayers. And I want you to know how much I love you. And that the reason when I come to talk with you is I want to tell you the truth of God's Word. To not be led about by ideas and opinions, but to know what the Word of God teaches us. I'm thankful. I've had leaders before me that I actually talked about this last weekend over in Stockbridge, how that before the Lord called me into the ministry, I stood up and I testified over in Stockbridge. And I offered a testimony that was my opinion. And when I sat down, I thought that opinion made sense. Now, I thought this makes sense. But I called him granddad. His brother Billy Mills, as Jenna's grandfather, brother Billy's dad, or brother Derek's dad. After I sat down, he stood up and just in a loving, gentle way, with the Word of God, expounded that Word of God a little more perfectly to me and helped me realize that what I had testified to did not line up with Scripture. And he helped me realize that. He wasn't mean about it. He didn't rail on me and say, "Son, how dare you get up and talk that in our church?" He wasn't mean to me, Brother Langston. In love. And the majority of the church didn't even realize probably what he had done, but as I was sitting there and listening to him, I thought, he's right. There is the Word of God to back up what he's saying. And the way that I testified, it wasn't exactly correct. And I am thankful that there was a man of God that was willing to stand up and say, here is what the truth of God's Word says. I want to read just a little bit of Scripture to you. And Lord willing, I'm not going to talk very long. Because I didn't come to talk on this stuff. I came to see somebody receive the Holy Ghost. But thank God, for the Holy Ghost to be given, everything must be done decently and in order. There is an order to the way that things are done in the house of God. There is an echelon and there are authorities that have been placed over us. The Lord let me talk on this the other day out in Flintville. We are to be in submission to that authority. And Brother Tim has been very plain over the last few months that there is a spirit that is going out in this land, and you can see it all over the place, Abel. It is everywhere. And we would be fooling ourselves if we did not think that that spirit would not present itself to us. There is a spirit of sedition and rebellion that is going out in this land where people do not want to be submissive to the authority that God has placed over them. We don't rule over people with an iron fist. God put people over us. And those people, when God does not call a woman into the ministry. Let's be very clear. There is no women preachers in God's church. It doesn't exist. And I'm Let me get back up here to the Word of God. Galatians chapter 5, starting in verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. So now this is not an all-inclusive list of sin. This is not everything that's sin, and then something outside of this is not sin. These are just some of the things that are considered sinful. Now the works of the flesh are these. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery. It's very easy to know what adultery is. If you're married, then you are to be with that person that you are married with and no one else. Fornication. Shacking up with someone. Having intercourse outside of marriage is considered fornication. You cannot do that and be considered a child of God. Uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, and seditions and heresies. So, sedition. Let's talk about that just a second. I looked it up just to make sure that I understood the definition of sedition. Conduct or speech inciting people to rebel against the authority. This place it says the state or the monarchy. And I'm going to say, from the Word of God, the authority that God has placed over us in our life. If we know that our authorities are teaching a doctrine a certain way, we're out of place if we get up and we tell the church that it's different. Children of God, understand me. There are no women teachers in the Word of God. And if a woman tries to get up and teach something that she should not be teaching, she is out of order. Brother Tim has been very plain recently that sedition, that spirit of sedition, is rampant throughout the world right now. And we would be fooling ourselves, Brother Lonnie, if we think that spirit is not presenting itself to us, trying to get us to be angry with the authority that God has placed over us. Those people that God places over us. Listen, I'm thankful that I'm not a pastor right now, because that comes with a huge burden. A massive burden. And anyone who wants to be a pastor, I would be afraid of that, because if they really want to be a pastor, I'm not sure they understand the liability that they have. Once you become a pastor over a flock, then those sheep that are in that flock are your responsibility. And if you do something that teaches them something that doesn't line up with the Word of God, it could very well cost that person, or me, if I was in that position, it could cost me an eternity in hell because of that. And I don't ever want to teach you something that is a lie, or that is contrary to the Word of God, because I don't want to spend eternity in that place where He says, the worm dieth not and that stench of burning flesh comes up over and over and over. I don't want to spend an eternity there. I've made preparation to try to spend my life working for the Lord as a child of God, so that when I leave the walks of this life, I get to hear Him say, "Well done." Oh, God. Well done. Woo! Glory to God. That's what I want to hear. Sister, I got so much confidence in you. I want you to know how much confidence and how much love I have for you. This sister prayed for my son one time, and he was sick. He had something that was bothering him, and he needed help from the Lord for years. This had been going on where he had had eczema and things on his body that he just could not get relief of, and he would cry and weep over it, and we couldn't do anything to fix it. And the Lord put it on her heart. She just began to pray for him. And one night at service, she went over and she just, I believe you just laid hands on him. If the Lord sent you over there, is that right? And I can't remember exactly how it happened, but still to this day, Reagan remembers Sister Betty Faye as being the one that the Lord used to help heal and move it. I mean, instantly began to feel the relief from it, and he hadn't suffered that problem, not to this day, not like that. And I'm thankful. I am so thankful for the Word of God. I'm thankful. Brother Langston, I'm looking to see people. Listen, I didn't know if I was going to tell y'all this or not, but when I left my house, when I was packing last night, I've got my grandfather's baptizing stick. I got granddaddy's baptizing stick. And I saw it in my closet, and I said, I'm taking that to Memphis. I'm taking it with me. And I'm telling you, when I put my hand to it, thank God, it doesn't have any power. There's no power in that. But what there is power in is faith in God. We are saved by grace through faith, not of our own works. We don't do it on our own. It is only by the faith in the saving blood of Jesus Christ that we receive the Holy Ghost. And let me be very, very plain. You cannot separate faith from being obedient to the Word of God. If you think you have faith, but you are following after these works of the flesh, you are being disobedient, and the Word of God says you do not have faith. I'm talking the plain, glory to God, simple, unadulterated truth of the Word of God today. You can have any religion you want. There's people out there that'll teach you anything you want to hear to make you feel good and feel better about yourself. But the truth is, without the Holy Ghost, you need to be miserable. I hope you're unhappy. I hope that you can't sleep, because there is a sorrow, a godly sorrow, that will work a repentance in our lives. Or there is a sorrow of the world where it will work death in our lives. If we allow that sorrow, when the sorrow comes on us, if we allow that sorrow to drive us away from the Lord and to go to things that do not line up with His Word, that is a sorrow that is going to work death in your life. If you go away and follow the things that are not the teaching of the Lord, it is a sorrow that you will end up in death and eternity separated from God. An eternity separated from those that have the Holy Ghost that we love. But there is good news. And that's what I like to come and bring. I don't like to come and bring the hard stuff, but Lord, I have to. It's a responsibility, because when these spirits try to creep in, they have no power. Glory to God! They have no power in this house. When things are done decently and in order, we can expect God to do exactly what He said He would do. If you repent and you believe, you can receive the gift of the good Holy Ghost. And when you receive it, if the Lord allows me, maybe tomorrow or sometime this week, and I hope you come every night this week. But if the Lord will allow me, maybe He'll allow me to talk a little bit about this beautiful way of holiness. It is beautiful. And I thank the Lord, Aunt Doshi. I thank the Lord that I grew up in this way and knew about it from a child. But you know, my dad, he didn't know nothing about it. He didn't grow up around holiness at all. And when my mama started dating Dad, she brought him around. One day she introduced him to Granny Worley. Granny didn't say, "Son, it's good to meet you." She looked at him and she said, "Son, do you have the Holy Ghost?" That's what she said. Never met him before in his life that I know of. And she said, "Son, do you have the Holy Ghost?" And my dad knew the life that he had been living. And he said, "No, ma'am, I do not have the Holy Ghost." She said, "Son, you need it." She turned around and walked off. That was the extent of her first encounter with my father. But what I want to leave you with, if this is the first time I'm meeting you today, and if I never meet you again, I want you to know that there is a thing called the Holy Ghost. And you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt when you have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And it will come just as it did multiple times in the book of Acts, how it came with the evidence of speaking in that cloven tongue which you have heard here tonight. And there is a difference between the cloven tongue and that tongue that is able to speak in other languages. Two separate tongues. But hopefully you'll come back. I want to give you one of the things about entertainment. They says leave them wanting more. Just give them a little bit of a teaser and leave them wanting more. So here, I'm going to leave you with that. And I'm going to say, come back. And Lord willing, God will send some more of His Word, and Lord willing, He's going to send the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm looking for Him to send it. I am. And Donna, I am looking for God. Lord, I'm going to try to get out of the way, Uncle Lonnie, but I keep thinking about Aunt Mary. I think about her, and I think about the day she received the Holy Ghost. She showed up to church with her baptizing clothes. That's called faith. Lord, I've been doing everything that I know to do so that You will be pleased with my life. And I know I can't earn salvation, but I do have to be obedient to You. And she was doing everything that she could. When she showed up that day, she had turned away from all of those works of the flesh. And she had said in her heart, never again am I going back to that life. And I know that if I do what the Lord tells me to do, He will give me the Holy Ghost. And she came today, that day, with faith, believing that God was going to give her the Holy Ghost. Those of you that are lost, how many of you showed up tonight with that kind of faith? Listen, if you didn't, you know what the good thing about it is? You can have that faith right now. You didn't have to have been coming in with it, but it sure does help. But you can have that faith right now. Determine in your heart that you are going to serve the Lord, never to go back to that life of sin. Repent of those things that has been in your past, never to go back to it again. And then believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of the remissions of those sins. And He will give you the Holy Ghost when you repent. That's the simplicity of this way. Repent and believe. That's it. If you're trying to overcomplicate it, quit trying to overcomplicate it. Simply repent and believe on the Lord Jesus, and you can leave here a child of God. Brothers, do y'all want to say anything before we let them pray? This altar, if they'll get a song, this altar is open. And listen, I love you, and I love the Lord with my whole heart. I love you. Lord, I hope you know how much I love you. And I'm thankful for that love of God that was shed abroad in my heart. Because one time, Aunt Donna, I was a sinner out there, and there were things that I had done in my life I don't want people to know about. I really wasn't that old, but I had done things that I'm ashamed of. Aunt Carolyn, I'm ashamed of them. Even to this day, when I think about them, it brings tears to my eyes. And I think, Lord, why? Why did I live that way? It hurts to think about it and say, Lord, why did I do that? Oh, God, but the good thing is, forgiveness with the Lord is not a problem. When I come to Him and I ask the Lord to forgive me of that sin, He said, I forgive you, and I cast it as far as the east is from the west, never again to be mentioned and brought up to me again. Now that old accuser wants to bring it back up to me and wants to say, look what you did, look at that life you lived. But I can stand firm and say, Lord, one day, April 25th, 1994, out there on Highway 51, the good Lord baptized me with the gift of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And ever since then, I've been a changed man, and I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord. Brothers, y'all come ahead with a song. This altar is open, and you can leave today a child of God.